You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Right, if Jenny, we expected her to lead by a long way, but seriously, 30 lengths? This is unbelievable. Right, if Jenny with sustained speed going to the 800 metres. I've never seen a horse this far in front in a group one.
She's 100 metres in front.
She's 100 metres in front of them. This is unbelievable. This is either the greatest ride any jockey's ever undertaken in this country or the dumbest.
This is unbelievable. Right, if Jenny, about 30 lengths in front in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. Of Jenny at the 200. My goodness, 15 in front. Declan Bates goes for the whip. Riding a ride out. There's no need. This is a demolition job. Pride of Jenny in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. My oh my.
Anytime I ride her, I felt we've always been in. I got her into a nice rhythm. I was quite happy with today. I was never happy. I just felt she was doing it her way today. And look, she knows best, I think.
The deck to have the Norris to do that. Yeah, I don't think it'll get any better than that. That's the biggest win I've ever seen.
Jason McDonald.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, from my perspective, it was disappointing. Like, well done, Pride of Jenny. But I'd love to have at least been given to have a fight. Pride of Jenny probably wins. But, yeah, just to get so far off them, I don't know why they let the race unfold like that. And most of my boys said they sort of was out of their control, but I think they all said that. I'm not going to take anything away from Pride of Jenny. She's a super mare.
It was all gobsmacking. Your thoughts. So Brenton from Phillip Island, snap judgment. Pride of Jenny may have just changed how races are run forever. What a ride. And Pete on the road. I got home and had to show my girls that ride. They couldn't care less about horse racing, but I told them, you must see this. Even they couldn't believe it. Gareth Hall for CD Motor Group, tax time savings at Ferntree Gully Hyundai. Gareth, hello.
Hello, Jared. She's transcending the sport. There's no doubt about that because how exciting she is. Win, lose or draw, she loses or wins her way. I think when you look back, and James McDonald said it was embarrassing, I think she embarrassed everyone behind her, Pride of Jenny, just the way that she goes about it. But whenever you see an athlete do what she's doing at the moment in any chosen sport, when they ask new questions and she's asked new questions to her rivals that they've never seen before, they don't know how to answer them at the moment. She was truly remarkable there on Saturday. And when I think about it now and after analysing it on Giddy Up this morning with the team, I think she might have won the Queen Elizabeth by doing what she did in the Australian Cup. Because Craig Williams was chasing her in the Australian Cup and realised he couldn't win doing that. So he jumps and then goes slower and doesn't bring the field up to her like he did in the Australian Cup. And that's the result that you get. So she's a remarkable athlete.
So races that come to mind, Dulcifer, watching that on a VHS as a kid, winning the Cox Plate, Might and Powers Caulfield Cup, sitting in the grandstands. So the easiest one to go to is Vaux Rogue, but I can't pick a single Vaux Rogue race.
Sunline in the Cox Plate when she scooted away.
And Stylish Century around one turn while Better Loosen Up was still coming around the other turn, and Better ends up winning. It's one of the all-time spectacles.
Yep. After that race, we want to see her in the Cox Plate. This is what Tony Otterbrey, and this broke my heart in a way. This is what he had to say on Giddy Up this morning, the owner of Pride of Jenny.
So I'm thinking maybe the King Charles at the same sort of value, which is a $5 million race, same as the Cox Plate. I think that one would be the one that we'd be going to first. I'll tell you this now, the King Charles would be the first and my priority.
Why? Because it's worth $5 million. He thinks he's better over 1,600 metres and he believes that he gets looked after better and racing's better in New South Wales and Victoria. And this year, it's only a week apart. Last year it was 2 weeks apart, so you could do both like Fangirl did. It's just the championships are so great because you get the best taking on the best. Unfortunately, in the spring, that won't happen.
We need to make a video up of great Cox plates and how they last and how they resonate for Tony, because he's clearly forgotten.
Yeah, and he loves the Cox plate as well.
You want to become a lasting legend and not just a gimmick from one season? That's the way to do it.
I reckon he's just – Peter Valandy just showing him the red carpet. I think when he looks – like, I still think she'll go to a Cox plate, even though that he says the King Charles is his number one priority. But the happiest people listening to my show were the VRC executives today, because they were texting saying, Gareth, well, she can do what she did last year. Welcome to the Empire Rose on towards the champions mile.
I can't ever remember a horse this far declared in its career becoming this. She's a six-year-old.
Yeah, she'll be seven next
season. Oh, my goodness.
She wins Horse of the Year too. Who would have thought at the start of the year what price she would have got for her?
That's an interesting vote, that is. Yeah. Gareth, it's nice to
Jerry,
see you.
Hey, Jerry, just quickly. New favourite for the Melbourne Cup, Circle of Fire.
Out.